interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Good morning, 7:01 a.m. Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. What'd you think, I'd go away? Come on. No more trainees this time, it's just me, you, and the airwaves. So we've got a lot of catching up to do. A lot happened in these past 2 weeks that I wasn't able to talk about because I was busy teaching the next generation of WMFO's world-famous DJs. But that's right, Monday Morning Madness is back and will be back until, I guess, the end of the semester or whenever I decide to stop coming in every Monday morning. But for now, I'm still Adam Kurgival. This is still WMFO in Medford. This is still Monday Morning Madness. And so back with Monday Morning Madness tradition, of course. We'll be playing you the best damn music you're going to hear on the radio this early in the morning. Only on Monday Morning Madness in WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's freeform radio station. I miss this music. It was a long 2 weeks.
If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're
Peter Gabriel there, of course, with Sledgehammer, the extended version that has that funky little flute thing going on in the beginning. Anyway, welcome back to Monday Morning Madness. It's interesting. I have some background music queued up, but I'm playing it through YouTube, and right now it decided to play an ad, so I don't want to have you listen to an ad on the air. Like, what? I don't... Oh, this is some movie. I don't need to hear about this. Anyway, let's see what's happening. It is 7:15 on a Monday morning. I'm Adam Kurzweil. You're listening to Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford, but there's a lot to talk about that we missed over these past 2 weeks. A lot of things I promised I would show you and talk to you about that I didn't get the opportunity to. So today we're really doing a whole backlog of things that need to be discussed. I mean, I considered I might just stay for an extra hour at the end of the show, depending on how good I'm feeling. I don't know. We'll get to that when we get to that at 8 o'clock. But, man, this is a long ad that is being played on my phone. It's really frustrating to me. Anyway, it's interesting. Let's see how this works. Mm-hmm-hmm. There we go. Now we're relaxed. All right. Woo! So, let's see. Miley's new album. That was the first thing. I told you I was going to talk to you about Miley's new album, and I did some research and found some music that we can play on the air because it doesn't have any bad words in it. So I brought that along today. I might come in. I have a copy of LCD Sound System's new album on vinyl, so I might bring that in one day and just spin the whole thing for you over the course of an hour, which I think would be amazing. But I think we can start with Miley. We can also talk about Lorde. She hasn't released a whole ton of music. Another thing I've been doing, keeping track of covers of songs that I think are better than the originals. So I'll ask you a couple questions about those today. But there's a lot going on. So might as well get right into it. Let's see. What's it going to be today? So I would say right now it's the way I would describe the weather in Boston at 7:16 in the morning is weird and windy. The wind is blowing pretty fast, and it keeps blowing the door of my housemate's room closed, and it keeps slamming the door because the door doesn't actually lock, so that was keeping me up all night. Thanks, wind. But it's going to look like a beautiful week, actually. I mean, we've got 50s and 60s the whole week. Ooh, Wednesday, high of 72. Thursday, high of 76. Get your bikinis out, folks. But I don't see any rain in the forecast. That's pretty good news. So, you know, we can't really complain, all right? It's going to be nice, except it's a little weird out right now. That's all you can, you know, you got to do what you got to do. All right, let's get started with some Miley. This is Week Without You from her new album, Younger Now, which I guess is like 2 weeks old at this point. I don't know, I'm pretty delayed out here with our reactions on Monday Morning Madness. Anyway, Miley, remember her?
If I spent a week without you, bet you wonder what I'd do. Start going now. Get caught kissing other dudes. And it seems you just wanna bring me down, down with your bad attitude. When you know
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Any time of year, any time of year, you can find it here. Her mind is Tiffany twisted. She got the
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
That is Lauryn Hill there with Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Speaking of good covers, that's got to be one of the best. That's on my list, of course, of best covers. Man, my background music is just having a hard time today. There we go. All right. It is now 7:30 in the morning, which means that I guess technically it's time that I should play one of these PSAs. I just noticed a new one called Pavlov Reducing Food Waste, which I think is going to be very interesting. So let's just check it out.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I wish that my, my housemates like to save the food, and then by saving the food, they put it in Tupperware and leave in the refrigerator for 3 months, and then I clean it out. So, you know, trade-offs, people. Anyway, it's talking about covers. of which Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Lauryn Hill is certainly one. That was actually a hidden track on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You had to, like, when you put the CD in, hit the backtrack button at the first song and do a whole bunch of things to discover that one. But I'm glad that someone did, because that is one hell of a recording. Anyway, I found a really, really good cover recently of I Want You Back, the famous Jackson 5 song by a band called Lake Street Dive, which, might I remind you, was founded in Boston. I don't need to remind you, because I just actually learned that now when I looked them up. I really thought they were from the Midwest. Turns out they were founded in Boston. They tour in mainly in Minneapolis and in Brooklyn, but they do an amazing cover of I Want You Back. But I want to let you decide. So I'm going to play both of them, the original Jackson 5 first, and then I'll play Lake Street Dive, and let you get a little bit of a taste of the world of covers. I think maybe one show I'm just going to do a whole theme where every single song I play is a cover, which I think might be something very interesting, might sound real cool. But for today, we'll stick with this one. So, of course, we're going to start with the classic, Jackson 5, I Want You Back. I mean, I don't know how you can beat this song. We're certainly going to try.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look.
That's EMEFE there with Stutter. Oh, they're starting trying to play the next song on me. Don't do that. Just discovered them this weekend, actually, even though they've been around for a while. I was listening to Wolfpack, and Spotify was like, you should check out this group. And lo and behold, Spotify knew what it was talking about. Anyway, it is 7:48 in the morning. The sun is peeking out. I'm seeing a little bit of shadows on the ground, which is pretty exciting. I thought it was going to be cloudy all day, but maybe not. But Monday Morning Madness, or at least this week's edition of Monday Morning Madness, is just about wrapping up. But I have some lore for you before we finish. I want to play you While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then Layla. I was just reading about Layla, and so surely we all know two things. One, that While My Guitar Gently Weeps features Eric Clapton on the guitar. And that was on the White Album, which came out in 1968. And Layla, the Eric Clapton, or rather Derek and the Dominoes song, came out in 1971, was written by Eric Clapton about none other than George Harrison's wife, Patti Boyd. So I was listening, or I was reading about the history, and basically, the backstory of Layla... Oh, let me turn on my background music. Keep forgetting to do this. The backstory of Layla is that Eric Clapton received basically a copy of a book, and it was called, what was it called? The Story of Layla and Manjun. And Eric Clapton received a copy of this book, and the book is basically about a forbidden love between two people, and Manjun, the male character, fell in love with Layla, the female character, but Layla was already married, so Manjun went crazy because he couldn't have her, right? And then, so Clapton loved this story, and funnily enough, the same thing happened to him, where he fell madly in love with George Harrison's wife, then at the time, Patti Boyd, and wrote the song Layla about her. Luckily for Eric Clapton, he eventually won her. I mean, Patti Boyd eventually went over and married Eric Clapton. Possible that they got divorced later. I didn't do that much research into Eric Clapton's marital history, but, you know, he won, I guess you could say. I mean, who wouldn't? I always say, if someone wrote Layla about me, I would leave my spouse, because that's an amazing song. Anyway, I'll quit talking your face off. Here's Eric Clapton on the guitar of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which is a rare George Harrison Beatles song. There's a whole backstory to this one, too, that we can talk about, but just know that it's Eric Clapton on the guitar, and right now he's falling in love with George Harrison's wife. And then he'll write this song about her. You know, the usual.
Turning, while my guitar gently weeps.